During the long, cold winters, northern bird feeders could be graced with the usual suspects, blue jays, chickadees, perhaps a cardinal. But BirdNotes' Mary McCann tells us that there are also some unlikely year-round residents.
On a chilly February morning near Seattle, with the temperature hovering below 40 degrees, a bird is singing lustily. And not just any bird, it's a hummingbird. A male Anna's hummingbird, whose throat and crown flash iridescent rose. But what is a hummingbird doing this far north in winter? While most hummingbirds retreat south in autumn, Anna's are found in northern latitudes throughout the year. Since 1960, they've moved their year-round limit north from California to British Columbia. They're taking advantage of widely planted flowering plants and shrubs, as well as hummingbird feeders. But how do they survive the northern cold? They seem unlikely pioneers, since hummingbirds have no down feathers for insulation and a metabolism that runs so high that they would exhaust their energy reserves on a cold night. The hummingbird's solution? Suspend that high rate of metabolism by entering a state of torpor, a sort of nightly hibernation where heart rate and body temperature are reduced to a bare minimum. Many hummingbirds, such as those residing in the high Andes, rely on the same strategy. Yes, Anna's hummingbird has come north to stay, and its jewel-like presence at the nectar feeder adds a sparkle to any winter day. I'm Mary McCann.
For pictures, buzz on over to our website, loe.org.